These are kind of some trending stories or interesting things. Sergio Garcia, he birdied on the first hole of a sudden death playoff against Justin Rose on Sunday in Augusta. This is for the Masters. And he won his first major title in a green jacket. It was so cool. Normally, we don't talk a bunch
of sports
stuff.
Why do we care about what color jacket he had on?
That's the Masters. They win the green jacket.
Okay.
That's why they call it the green jacket. When you win the Masters, you wear the green jacket.
Wait, gotcha. Is it like one jacket that they just like trade off every
no,
year?
No. You keep your jacket. You don't have to wash it. They keep your green jacket.
So it's they
and
get
they
a new
size
one made.
You up.
Oh,
they
so
make a
like
new one individually.
2017
for every,
jacket, right?
Yep, exactly. The next year they'll make a brand new one for the same person. But it was so cool. He was so excited when he won it yesterday. I was like,
who is this guy?
His name is Sergio Garcia. It's his first ever major win. Like, he's been in 70 big, I mean, he's played more than 70 different tournaments, but like big things, the majors, like the Masters is a big thing in golf. And he's been in 70 of them and he's never won, but he finally won that, which is kind of cool yesterday.
I have to say, golf has got to be the most boring sport. I just don't know how people get excited, want to go to the tournament.
I think it's to watch the people. Like, have you ever watched somebody golf in person?
Yes.
Like a good golfer, though, not me golfing. I've seen like a real golf. I got to golf with like a pro before that was on tour. And to me, yeah, golf is a slow, kind of a boring paced sport. But when you can see somebody like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit it with this club up over this tree and around that way, and then they do it, you're like, dang, that's like Tiger Woods golf in real life.
I don't know. My next door neighbor when I lived in Southern Indiana was a pro golfer. But like, I just don't think that sport is exciting at all.
You
so
tell me
boring
a sport,
on television.
You tell me a sport where you can drink for 3 hours and play. Golf is the only sport I can think of.
Bowling.
Okay, bowling and...
Bowling, yeah. I love bowling because of like nachos and beer.
Exactly. Well, think of golf as the same way. Expand your horizons. You can drink in golf, plus you get to drive a little cart.
Why can't you drink while you play or while you watch a football game?
You're not... I'm talking about playing.
Okay, playing versus
watching. Why can't
watching?
You drink while you play a football game?
I think you can. Just like I put some of this in my Gatorade. Speaking of sports, I got to go check out the Indianapolis Indians on, I think it went there Saturday night. That was a fun game. They lost it, but it was close, and afterwards they had fireworks. I only sampled their hot dog. I thought their hot dog was good, but in Seattle, Seiko Field has a grasshopper and oyster for their season.
Go ahead, Alex.
I'm sorry. I love sports in Seattle.
Why?
All the sports.
I thought you were going to make a hot dog comment because when we were at the Fuel game, you were fascinated by those hot dogs.
Okay,
that were
there. Two things. One, oysters are like my favorite thing of all time, but like raw oysters on the half shell. I'm sure those are fried.
Let's see. It says here that they have the ballpark added Seattle wings, which are actually fried oysters with hot sauce.
So I don't like fried oysters.
They also have options of topping your tacos with crispy fried grasshoppers.
Gross. That's super cool, though. But I absolutely want to go to an Indians game on a date. This is like a thing. I love baseball games for dates, not because I give two craps about what's going on during the game and I have no idea what's going on, but I love the fireworks at the end. It's usually on a Friday night.
This was a Saturday when we
went. Okay, so maybe they do Saturdays here. In Louisville, they did Fridays. And I think that's super romantic. And also, I'm obsessed with 100% all beef ballpark hot dogs that you can get at ball games. Here's the thing. When we went to the Indy Fuel game on Friday night, I was so excited because I wanted to get an all beef hot dog. Well, the all-beef hot dogs that they had there were so weird. They were like bright fire engine red hot dogs. And I was like, that is not going anywhere near my mouth hole.
And Alex has never really said that before, so this was the first. two people in Florida are now being treated for rabies exposure. Did you guys hear this story after they found a dead bat in a bag of Fresh Express Market Side Spring Mix, like a salad?
Gross.
Yeah, like they open it up, they start eating the salad, they're like, that's a bat. There's a bat in my salad.
That is so freaking gross.
The CDC said that the condition of the bat did not allow for the CDC to definitely rule out whether the bat had rabies or not. So I guess it would have been in there for a while. It kind of deteriorated. Ugh.
Oh, my word.
I guess it's another reason why Alex never has had a salad.
That is vile.
And we talked about this earlier with your dummy of the day. A 66-year-old guy was gambling at a casino in Florida when he told his friend, who's like a younger lady, hey, push the button for me. Give me some of that good luck. Turns out she was, because he hit the jackpot for $100,000. When he tried to collect his money, though, the people were like, sorry, dude, it's actually your lady friend's. Like,
ooh.
She won it.
Oh, that is bad. I
would be ticked. He spent $50. This is like a max bet $50 slot machine.
And she just
she
walked
pushed
out
it.
With it?
Yeah, they got in an argument. She took all the money.
See,
and I guess legally she can, because that's the gaming law that whoever pushes or pulls the lever or pushes the button wins the money.
Because they're technically the ones that played the game.
Oh, that would make me so upset, though. Like, what do you think in your
gut? She should have given him some of the money. She should have split it.
She should have given him all the money.
$50,000.
He put the money on the line. It should be his money in return.
If
right?
I push the button, I'd be wanting some money too.
How much? How much would you want out of $100,000?
$50,000. Split it.
For you just paid, pushing I push. One button?
You pay, I push, babe.
That sounds like prostitution, by the way. Producer MYK, what do you think? This guy put in $50 for one spin, and she's the one that actually pushed the button to win the $100,000.
It's her money. She's a genius.
God, what's wrong with you two? I can't believe you're even saying that. I think that guy should have got it back, but you guys are right. Once they got into a fight, she's like, I'm keeping it.
Yep, he shouldn't have done that.
Forget you.
More of the Joe and Alex show is next on Radio Now.
Heads up. We're going back in time to 1977. Bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas.